I'm gonna walk up to the top garden and just have a quick chat about, let me get the gate open. By the way, for those that wonder what I drink a lot of, it's Yorkshire tea, and my tea bags will be replaced, or I'll get a resupply from Mike, who'll be coming to Banyaluka in a couple of weeks. So he's going to bring me a couple of boxes of tea, or at least one box, and some rich tea biscuits. I don't really know how much you can pick up on my mic, but the kids have just come back from the morning shift at school. The second shift, as they call it, has gone. They have two shifts at school every day here. Maybe I can talk about that in another time. Let me know in the comments or by email. I like the emails better. David at An Englishman in the Balkans, allonword.com. Sun's out. It was -5 last night during the night. Lucky I still have the water, the winter duvets. So the sun is out. I'm stood away from the breeze and it's really nice and warm. And all the trees look very skeletal. Tamara's father has been out cutting back the fruit trees. And then on some others, there's buds. My favourite sour cherry tree, which I thought wouldn't make another season because last year, the blossoms had come out and we then had a week of frost again. So the blossoms died and I didn't have any homemade sour cherry jam. What I wanted to talk about today was a reflection on the last podcast I did, talking about the state of affairs here in the northern part of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Well, state of affairs with the whole country, actually. Nothing's gone down at the moment. The government in the entity up here in the north is trying to get their own constitution together and talking about forming a new border police and everything in their plan to break away. But no violence, no stress. And I'm hoping it's going to stay that way. But did I say this last time? Never say never. But I also, on my YouTube channel, put a video of a walk I did here in the garden explaining why Tamara and I had made the decision to stay. Now, I didn't have many subscribers and I very rarely got too many views, a couple of hundred tops. I've got a cat crying here, by the way, if you hear it. Just a few viewers, 200 maybe views, and just shy of 300 subscribers. And I posted that 3 days ago. And at the moment, it's going through the ceiling with the number of views up nearly 3,000. Never had that before in my life. And in one day alone, another 45 subscribers. And comments aplenty. Now, you might say, David, you must be happy with that. But it's dragging me into the ground. Because what I wanted to do was just to have like a short video diary of things and concentrate on the audio. And it had dawned on me that maybe I should just go in all on the audio, because I have this Baby Boomer podcast and I have one where I do more lengthy interviews with who I think are interesting people and that you might find interesting. And that's on An Englishman in the Balkans. So I thought, well, if I had the two podcasts and my Substack, that would be good. Cool, wouldn't it? But I'll give this YouTube a crack because I recently started it again from scratch. And it's going through the roof. at the moment. But the trouble is, the comments are outrageous. It's like nobody's looked at any of the previous videos, because the things they're talking about, if they'd watched any of the previous videos, they wouldn't ask half the questions. Apparently, I'm totally insane and have lost it forever thinking of living in this country. There's a lot of negativity because they think that I'm one of the people that's engineered the situation here for it all to go wrong so there'll be a war or violence again, which I have to tell you is absolutely silly. And unless I've read this hugely wrong, I don't think MI6 are recruiting over 72-year-olds for field service. Maybe they do. Is anybody from MI6 listening? I could do with an extra few bob to boost my pension. Please get in touch. But no, that in all seriousness. And now people from each of the ethnic groups are starting to use the comments to get angry with each other and insult each other, writing in both their own language and in English. I've got some obvious words, local words and English words that make those comments hidden. But nevertheless, and I'm trying to reply to every one of them. But yeah, how funny, isn't it, that phrase, be careful what you wish for, is so relevant. I said to Tamarin not so long ago, darling, one day we're going to put a video up and it's going to get so many views and so many subscribers. And that'll be great. And now that's happening, I'm just feeling really, really miffed with it all. I don't like social media anymore. And that's really strange, because if you've followed me online at any time, you know, I wanted to be an early adopter of everything and anything. I was such a supporter of the democratization of information. I thought, yeah, this is what we've always wanted. And it looks like we opened Pandora's box, because what's coming out and has been coming out and continues to come out is so depressing, to the point that I don't even read the news now. I used to read Sky and then try and fact check it across to the BBC, but what is and what isn't anymore? So today is one of confusion. Where the show notes are for this podcast, this episode, if I can attach the video that I'm talking about, I will, so that you can see it. It's a pretty innocuous video, actually. I don't know why people are getting crazy. And the thumbnail was just a picture of my face saying, is Bosnia in crisis? But everybody's thinking that I'm taking one side against the other. And that's something very, very dangerous, especially for an immigrant. Don't take sides. It's not, I mean, this is where I live. Been here for over 22 years. I love it to bits. You obviously know that by now. I'm married to an absolutely wonderful person. We have a super life. For an older person, it's even more super, because there's hardly any stress to it. I have good healthcare support. The extended family are really nice. It's just amazing, and I get so many adventures and so many things to still explore in life. We went, for example, over the weekend, Tamara's favourite aunt died. And here people get buried a lot quicker than what I ever experienced in the UK. So if they can do it within 24 hours, they will, regardless of the religion. And if not, then they wait a bit. So her aunt was buried on Monday. And when we went afterwards to sit and have some small finger food, and the extended family got together, and some people catch up. You know, people come from all over, don't they? And Tamra's mother is Muslim, and so she had that side of her family. And we met some people there, and it was just nice. And they just said, "Oh, you must come and celebrate Bayram with us." In Bosnia, I think it's called Bayram. Anywhere else, it's called Eid. So it's that celebration after the end of Ramadan. And I said, "Yeah, that'd be really nice, thanks." And Tamra said, "This is going to be so cool because we'll have all the nice food." And she then started telling me about her childhood years when she used to... I mean, there's Catholics, Orthodox Christians and Muslims all in the extended family. It's what I would class as an old-fashioned Yugoslav family, right? And she said, "I used to get to celebrate all these things, two Christmases and Bayram, two of those a year." So we're looking to do that. So I get these experiences. I'm not sat down just reading and just being idle. I walk 4.5 kilometres every other day. And in between times, I walk down to the river and back. It's a huge garden that I'm walking through at the moment. So, top tip, if you could afford it, find somewhere nice to go. I know that a lot of people can't, so please don't think that I'm winding you up at all. Although I do know somebody that's moved to Ireland recently, found it was cheaper actually to buy a house there. And yeah, they get to live in a little bit of the EU without having the passport control issues. So I wanted to tell you about this because it is part of my life, and just to share the things that are stressing me out. I suppose, yeah, when it comes to all the things in the world, the fact of having a successful video, if I can put it that way, on YouTube, and I'm not getting happy about it, might be of absolute zero contest anywhere else, but I wanted to share it. My online friend Christian, documentally, he calls me our man in Bosnia, which I like, actually. Maybe that's what I should have called myself all those years ago instead of an Englishman in the Balkans, right? David Bailey, our man in Bosnia. And he said, "It's nice now to hear the good, the bad and the ugly." Because I think Christian was right when he said, because up till now it's been like you were working for the tourist board or the government. Well, I wasn't, but yeah, I get that. I identify with that observation. And by the way, the reality of life and the dreams are slightly different. I don't do politics because I don't think it's my place, and I don't do politics because this is not a democracy where I live. It's a soft autocracy, right? And in autocratic places, it's not that you're being irresponsible or, how would you say, I'll put it as blunt as I can, don't rock the boat. Don't rock the boat. There's been policemen that I've met here and said, "Hi, I'm David, I live wherever I live," and they say, "We know who you are anyway." I wonder if you moved to Watford from Rotherham. I don't think many policemen would say, "Yeah, you're the guy from Rotherham, aren't you?" I don't think that would happen, would it? But it does happen here. So that's this edition, this episode. A bit of a ramble, but I did say there might be some rambles. And yeah, I'm looking forward to going into Banja Luka again because I've got some interviews to do there. And I'm hoping, I have to work on this slowly, right? To do some chats on this channel with Tamra. She said, as long as I'm not on camera, I don't mind. So we'll wait now for another week or so that we don't, because we've still got obligations after the funeral, and then hopefully I'll be able to talk to her and you can find out a lot more about what happens family life wise here in Bosnia Herzegovina. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for your time. For those that have followed me on Substack and have subscribed, I'm over the moon. Giving me comments, that's really, really, really nice. And to Margaret, and she knows who it is, who actually joined my paid tier on Substack. For that, I am eternally grateful. And that's going to pay my internet bill definitely for the next few months. So, Margaret, thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Christian, for the really nice observations, and everybody else. I should get a voiceover, shouldn't I, to create? And thanks to the following people. But I think that would be a bit too twee. Anyway, that's it. Vidimo se opet. And if you don't learn anything else in a former language called Serbo-Croatian, that means I'll see you again. Ciao for now.